Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.
Well, here we are. We're back. I had a bit of trouble with the microphone this evening, didn't I? Because nobody was hearing us. But I had to call up and call back. I don't know why, but we're in there, I think. Right. So we've got four lovely people in the call queue. It's a Wednesday. We have Tina with us. Here once again, Mondays and Wednesdays for the foreseeable future. We're doing our best to get people to take on days. At the moment, it's a struggle, but we'll get there. Show coming up for you in April 24th on a Saturday. Tina is going to be interviewing there for us for that one. Should be quite an interesting show. The lady has various books on the shelf at the moment, and is quite a well-established psychic medium, spiritual Shuker being on TV. Well, when people come asking and presenting themselves, you're thinking, well, how do you go about that? Because I'm not professional in any way, shape or form. Never have been, nor do I want to be. You know, it's hard to put a professional face on something. And I think that, you know, you either can or you can't. You know, it's a, we do what we do here, and it's just a podcast platform, and we're here podcasting. So many different ways of podcasting today, isn't there? And videos slowly taking over things, but we've got our loyal followers, and we hope they'll stay with us. So we're going to make a start. We got four lovely people, as we said there, and on line one we have Holly.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you? Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, and you?
I'm okay. I'm just wondering if you could pick up on a disagreement I had, and will it be resolved, or...
A disagreement you have had...
With a male.
Okay. A disagreement. Was he close to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do think it's going to be resolved because I don't think the grudge is going to last too long, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to last too long at all. I do think it will be resolved, but as some people do, I think this person will hold on to what has been said as well. I don't understand why this argument appeared, or this disagreement, should I say, appeared, because
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't have been necessary. Would that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, that's what I think. Yes.
Right, okay. I think basically it was just somebody, so that time somebody, he got something the wrong way round. You said something, and it's took it in an entirely different aspect than what you meant it. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah? I do feel as though it will be resolved, because I do feel as though this male is very close to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though he is sitting thinking about what was said, and I do think... He thinks that it was taken out of proportion. Okay. So basically, he just blew up for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he will get in contact with you again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though this person is thinking, well, what did I do? Why did I do that? Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I do feel as though he's thinking about what has been said. Okay. I do feel as though he will come back to you, sweetheart. He will come back to you because this guy cares about you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Just leave it to simmer. That's all I can say. Just leave it to simmer and let the... air die down a little bit, and things will be okay, I reckon. Things will be back to how they were. Okay. You both have smiles. Mm-hmm. I feel as though you both have smiles on your face. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though you have both of you will have smiles on your face. So, just leave the air to de-thicken, really. Because I feel as though you could have cut the atmosphere with a knife. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just leave the air to be ticking a little bit, sweetheart. And I do feel as though he will come back to you, because He's one of these people, he cares about you and he can't let go. Okay? Mm. Would that make sense?
Mm. Yeah, the feeling's mutual.
Yeah, yeah. I do feel as though he's going to come back, darling, because he's going to realise things have been taken out of proportion, sweetheart. And I do feel as though he's sitting there and he is thinking about what has been said and why it was said. I feel as though it spelled out with the conversation that you was having. And I feel as though it was the most silliest of things that you actually did say or somebody said. Okay.
Yeah.
And it just went out of proportion. And I do feel he took it the wrong way and was thinking anything different but what you were trying to tell him. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Like a rock.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt like a rock going straight down to the bottom of the ocean, basically. But, yeah, I do feel as though he's going to come back to you, and I do feel as though he's going to get in touch with you, darling. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do feel also
that you're feeling it a little bit, and the atmosphere where you are, I feel as though somebody's picking up on what's gone wrong and what's going on with you and this particular person. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yeah, my roommates know, but I don't tell them everything.
Yeah. I do feel as though they know basically what's gone wrong. I do feel as though they do want to talk to you about it, but they're a bit too worried to approach about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I do feel as though you need to start and like be a bit more specific, because no offense to men, but they do tend to take things out of proportion when a woman says something to them. Okay. I did say no offense, but they do tend to take things out of proportion when a woman says something to them. Okay. I've just got a really black look. And, say, I think it needs to be next time maybe be explained a bit more specifically of what you're talking about and how you're talking about it. Would that make sense as well, please?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah?
He just doesn't get it. This is the second time the same bite. He just doesn't get it.
Right, okay. Then you need to start and tell him straight, okay? Not pussyfoot around. You need to start and tell him straight. With whatever you're trying to say to him and get across to him, okay? I do feel as though he will listen and he will get it eventually with what you want to tell him, okay? It's just that some men can be very, very stubborn and some men can be very, very self-worth. I don't mean that as an offence to men out there in general, but some men can be as bad as women, basically, I'm trying to say. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. But when two personalities crash, which I feel your personalities have actually crashed a little and somewhat, it is hard to discern what you want to do and what you was trying to say and how he was taking it. Would that make sense? Yeah. But I do feel as though he's going to come back to you, sweetheart. I really do feel as though he's going to come back to you, because he's one of these guys that once he's got a hold of something and he cares about something too much, he cares too much to let it go. Okay, would that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Yeah? So I do feel as though he's going to come back to you, Holly. I really do.
Okay.
I do feel as though he's going to come back to you, sweet pea. Okay. And I do feel as though you're going to be happy as well and smiling and giggling and coming back to your normal self as well, darling.
2 minutes.
That I do feel as well, because you're not happy at the minute. You're not smiling and you're not laughing and you're not your jokey self. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do feel as though you are going to be a bit more happier, darling, okay?
Alrighty. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, darling. Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. Right. We will be taking some breaks in the show and giving Tina a chance for a rest. So we will be doing that. Let's see where we're going. Right. Donna.
1 minute.
Oh, thank you, Ken. Hi, Tina Marie.
Good evening, Donna. How are you?
Yeah, good. I just nurturing myself and been on a good eating plan and taking supplements.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm thinking positive. Yeah, positive, you know.
That's grand.
And, yeah, I think when you love yourself and, yeah, you take time for yourself, you know, I think things are going to happen. And I wanted to know what you were, if you're picking up on anything for me, please. I did go through a real rough period, but now I'm out of it, so I hope I am.
I do feel as you say, you're a lot happier in yourself. You're a lot more calmer with everything around you. Okay.
Yeah.
Because as you was talking then, I was connecting to you. And I do feel as though you're calmer around yourself. You're calmer with a lot of other people around you as well, because when you was going through this hard time, even though the people were there that surround you right now, you were still like biting the heads off them because you was not in a very stable place. Would that make sense, darling, please?
Well, I wasn't in a stable place with that girl that was terrorizing me. I didn't get my family involved because they have enough of their own problems. So I felt like I was all by myself going through it. So that part was kind of real hard for me.
Yeah.
But I learned a lesson from it. So, you know, I think there's been growth from it, and I learned a lesson. And, so it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel as though you're a lot calmer, because in your voice as well, you're a lot calmer as well, Donna. I do feel as though you're going to be moving on with your life as well, okay? I do feel there's something good going to come your way, darling, for everything that you've gone through. I do also feel as though you can now start to feel that the spirit around you as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. I do feel as though there's a spirit of a lady around you, darling. There's a spirit of a lady, okay? I don't know whether she's a mother figure or a grandmother figure. She's very, very proud of the way you've handled things just lately, the way you handled the issue that you've just had. She's very, very proud of you for starting to look after yourself as well, she said. It's about time, she said, because she was seeing you not looking after yourself as much as you should have done, and she got genuinely worried about you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But she is very, very proud of you, sweetheart, with the way you've stood up to people, obviously, with the situation, and she's saying that... if I was down there, it would have been sorted, but it wouldn't have been sorted the way you sorted it. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's also saying that she's glad it's over, and she says you're now sleeping a lot more easier. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because she was watching you sleep. She was watching you sleep one night. And she saw you smiling. You were smiling in your sleep, she was saying.
Uh-huh.
She's saying, I don't know what she was dreaming about, but she was smiling in her sleep. Okay. So that is a significant thing that you are happy within yourself and you are ready to move on with the next stage of your life and make sure that nothing like this again. And she's saying to me, she's saying next time you have to be a lot more warier of what people are doing and watch their body language, she's saying. Would that make sense?
Oh, yeah, and I had the red flags, and I kept thinking, you know, because of what she did to other people, I'm thinking, well, that's not going to happen to me. And sure enough, it did. So you have to base it on, if people do it to other people, they'll do it to you.
Your mum's saying to me, she's saying, tell her to watch and be wary and watch body language next time. because okay. she don't feel as though you was watching the body language of this woman. She says normally you can, you know, normally you can pick up on body language as well of what's going to happen or what you think is going to happen. You get a bit wary about things and you try to tend to maybe push them to one side. Would that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, she's very proud of the way you actually dealt with this lady and dealt with the problem in hand. But as your mum said, she would not, if she was down here, she wouldn't have dealt with it the way that you have dealt with it. She said you'll know what she means when she says that.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay. And she does love you. She really does love you. She's so proud of you. She's handing me a set of keys. There's talk around you about moving or somebody moving somewhere. Would that make sense at all, please?
Well, my brother-in-law is going to go to Arizona. His friend lives there, but my sister, who's married to him, doesn't want to move there. We want to keep him in California. So. But maybe I'll be moving some point in my life. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, she's mentioning something of a move. She's mentioning something of a talk of a move around you. It might be your brother-in-law that she's talking about. She also says she's been watching them as well. And she feels as though things are not 100% with them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying that your sister's got some stuff built up inside of her that she needs to talk about. I don't understand what she's trying to say about that, but she's saying she thinks you've been picking up on this tension that's built up inside of her as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. She feels as though she needs to open up and talk about things, darling. She really does, because she feels as though she's not speaking about the way she feels, okay? She's not speaking about the way she feels, or if she does try to talk about the way she feels, it gets blown
mm-hmm.
aside. Would that make sense
mm-hmm.
at all?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
really
okay.
Does. Yeah.
Yeah. Your mum said there was a confrontation. There's been a confrontation about something, and she's saying that your sister decided that she was going to go put a foot down with something. I don't know what it was, but
yeah.
your sister put a foot down with something.
She did that today, Tina, with her
really?
Wanting to move to Arizona. She said no, that she wasn't going to move there. Because the friend is very manipulative, and he's just trying to get my brother-in-law's money, and it's ridiculous. We can see right through it.
Wow. Well, I didn't know that she put a foot down. I didn't know that until your mum just said to me about your sister putting a foot down. She's saying the plans need to go awry because she is feeling as though somebody is going to take him for a ride. Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to let that happen.
So he's going to go for a ride. And this guy needs to be caught out before anything happens. This
Two
is what I'm
minutes.
Saying. This guy needs to be caught out before anything does happen to make him see what he's really like. I don't understand what your mum's saying with that. Maybe you will. She's saying if I was there, it wouldn't be happening. It wouldn't be happening because I give that guy a good talking to, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's saying to me, you need to be a bit more wary of what your sister's doing and what your brother-in-law's doing as well, because something needs to be done about the move, because she saw straight through it as soon as he asked him about something. Okay. As soon as your mum was there and she was listening, and she said she saw straight through it. Okay.
1 minute.
And
mm-hmm.
she feels as though that guy's a bit dodgy, to be honest.
He is.
That's what
he
she's saying.
Absolutely is. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
this is what she's saying, Donna. This is what she's
saying. Yeah, Thaddeus is 66, and this guy's in his 40s, and he's saying, oh, well, my wife and I'll take care of you when you get older, and, oh, no, that isn't going to happen.
No.
What, then he leaves everything to him? Forget it.
That's it, Donna.
It's not gonna happen.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to watch the scammers in this world as well, you see. So, I mean, because there's people scamming and doing anything that they can just to get money out of people. Do you know what I mean?
It's terrible. Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, we have it all tied up in a trust. So,
right,
you know,
okay.
That's not gonna, yeah, happen.
Okay.
It's not going to happen. If he thinks
okay.
It is, it's not going to. We won't allow
yeah.
it. But anyway,
your mum said also quickly, Donna, your mum also said just gang up on him.
Just what?
Gang up on him.
Yeah.
Gang up on him, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. I tend to do the same. I'd be weary of that one because, you know, it's like, those words don't seem to fit, do they? You know, somebody comes in as an outsider and uses those words. It's like, well, excuse me, but you're not a member of my family. You're not going to look after me when I get old, you know. I don't think anybody's got the right to use them words unless they're actually a member of the family. You know, because it's like, it's obvious that there's something wrong there. Yeah. Okay. I'd be reading into that a little bit more. they'd be told straight off the cuff. Okay. Right then, let's see where we are. Laura.
Good evening,
Hi.
Laura.
Hi. How are we doing? Well, you know, I had a good day and a bad day. Mostly
okay.
bad.
Okay. Carry on.
I'm really wanting to move on to a different project. And so I've been putting out resumes hoping something really good will come along. And I just wonder what you see.
I do see something coming along for you, Laura. But as I said, you have to stick with this contract to get before the other one comes along. I do feel as though there is a contract coming for you, sweetheart. Okay. I do feel as though you put a resume into what you would call quite a big company. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though they're going to be looking at your resume, darling. I really do. I also feel as though there's going to be a phone call coming for you with another resume that you put through. One that you put through last week, I'm thinking, about to another sort of like mediocre sort of like, it's a recognised company, but it's like a smaller company than what the one you put through today. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I've put quite a few in from different companies, small, large.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know I got signaled today that one of them looked at my application today.
Mhm. Mhm. I do feel as though one is going to come off for you. I do feel as though one is going to come off for you, sweetheart. I also feel as though it's going to be a better contract. I don't know why I'm being told that. But I feel as though it's going to be a better contract, a more warming sort of contract to what you are doing now, and more easier with the people that you are working with as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Because you're definitely not happy with this contract. I do understand that. But
yeah.
You do have to keep the contract going until these other ones come through, because I feel as though you might get a choice. I do feel as though you're going to get a choice, sweetheart, because I feel as though there's going to be the one that you've applied for today, obviously, and then there's going to be one that you've applied for maybe last week as well come through. So I'm feeling as though there's going to be a choice made. Okay. I also feel as though there's something good going to come towards you as well, maybe in the form of these contracts as well. But I do feel as though one could be a little higher salary than the other. Would that make sense?
Yeah, sometimes that happens. It'll be, one will be higher than the other. You never know.
I do feel that.
Do you think some are going to be permanent, or do you think they're all going to be contract?
I think one's going to come back permanent, to be honest, because you've got the experience that they're looking for. There's somebody that you've sent one to that's got the experience that you've got underneath your belt that you are wanting quite badly. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I applied for a couple of different ones, and there's one that I would like to get, especially permanent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do feel as though you're going to have to get a choice of two. I do feel as though you're going to get a choice of two, maybe, because I do feel as though there's two people looking at your resume and looking at your experience, and your experience, I feel as though it's maybe what half a page worth of experience. Sorry about that. Or maybe a full page of experience. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I think so too. I'm just hoping that's something I really, really do. I want to move on. Do you feel that I will be the one to give notice, or would they end up telling me that they want to let me go on this contract?
I feel as though you're going to be the one to give the notice, to be honest. I do feel as though you're going to be the one to give the notice, and you're going to give the reasons behind your notice. And they are going to come from a very good strength of your voice, that why you're not happy with the contract and why you're coming away from the contract, okay? I do feel as though you've got it all sorted out in your mind of what you want, what you're going to say when you give your notice. Would that make sense?
Well, so I waffle on that because I'm waffling back and forth, you know, like go out, don't burn any bridges, don't tell them what's going on, and play nice, you know.
I was
thinking of doing it that way, or I could be honest about what's been going on. So I don't know. I'm debating about
that. I've just been told to tell you honesty is the best policy.
Okay.
I've just been told to tell you that honesty is the best policy. I don't know where it came from, but I've been told to tell you that. I heard a lady's voice. Okay. I heard a lady's voice that came through. It was a lady's voice. I don't know whether it's maybe a grandmother figure, because she told me, I've got to tell you that honesty is the best policy. You know the factors of honesty is the best policy, I'm being told.
Okay. And when do you see me moving, actually being able to move out of this apartment?
I see you moving in the near future. It may be this year, because them keys are still dangling in front of me, Laura. I do feel as though it could be this year, sweetheart. But you've got to find the right property that you want to live in, okay? You've got to make sure that it's going to be a place that you can call home, okay? I'm feeling as though when you go to view this property, there is going to be a lot of questions asked, okay, about the property and what the expenses and everything like that when you go to view this property. And these questions are going to be asked by yourself.
3 minutes.
Okay. I do feel as though you need to keep looking, because I don't think you have actually been looking for the right place or in the right place, sorry. Because there is some properties that I feel as though are going to be suitable for you. Okay. So you have to keep looking online, sweetheart, I'm being told. Keep looking online, and then you'll know when you see the right property for you, because you're going to get the inspiration for it. I feel as though it could be Grandma, sweetheart. She says, I'm going to give the inspiration to actually see this property, and you are going to feel as though, yeah, that's the one I want, and then go have a look around it, okay?
Okay. Can you ask her if it's local or if it's going to be a long-distance move?
She's not giving that information, darling. She says you'll know the property when you see it. You'll see that property and you'll know it's the right one for you, she's saying. But she's not giving me any sort of location or anything.
Yeah.
But she's saying it's something that you want or somewhere that you want. This is what she's saying. But she's not giving me the location. She says you'll figure it out when you see that property.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate
it. All right then, Laura.
May you take care. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Laura. Thank you. See you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Laura. Right. I just got that little button up there. Right. So what we're going to do is take a little because we're about 30 minutes there now in to the show. We have 9 people in the call queue this evening, which is steady for a 2-hour show. So let's just do this, see what we got for you. Right, we've played that one coming, or we didn't play that one coming in. Okay.
Hanging out on clouds beneath the moon, reaching rise on man. There's a small fee per show of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. This supports your upcoming shows. Please click the PayPal button upon any show page if you want a reading on today's show. Thank you for your support.
Thank you indeed for your support, because without you we can't continue to do our shows. We have 10 people now in our Corkio. We're still screening in between music and screening as we go. There's a song in there somewhere. No, that's Whistle As You Go. Yeah, okay. right, okay. Let's bring Tina back then, and let's see where we're going. Okay. We have Lou.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, my darling. How can I help?
Yeah, if you just give me 1 second, please. 1 second. Almost. I was at the gym. So I'm leaving right now, stepping out of the door. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay.
Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can. Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I just wanted to know if you had any updates, any messages, recommendations regarding our relationship development. I've been online dating, but I'm interested in one person, romantically speaking.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to know if I'm being corresponded and if there is any true possibility of development.
Okay. When I was connecting with you then, I was getting a sense of nervousness or wariness. I feel as though you could be a bit nervous around this person, or you could be a bit wary of them. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I was nervous because I didn't want to hear anybody talking, you know, hearing me in the gym, inside the gym. So maybe that's you.
Yeah.
I was trying to get out in a hurry as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want a relationship, and I've been dating several people, but there's only one that I'm romantically inclined towards, and I just want to know if it's something possible. This person is going to be taking a hiatus and hopefully a job change.
Okay. I feel as though this man is he does like you. Okay. I do feel as though he's going to get in contact with you a little bit more. I also feel as though you're a bit wary of him, or you're a bit nervous of him, because obviously of things that have happened to you. I'm feeling as though you've had bad relationships in the past. Would that make sense, please?
Yes. Yes, coming out of a bad marriage. Yes.
Yeah, okay. I do feel as though you're a bit wary of what and how he's going to treat you. Okay. I do feel as though he could treat you okay. I do feel as though he does like you and you talk quite often. Does that make sense?
We're going to start talking quite often, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? I feel as though you do talk quite often as well, or it's just intermediate messages from time to time. Would that make sense?
Yeah, so sporadic text messaging.
Yeah. Okay. I do feel as though this guy could treat you like a queen, because I do feel as though when you do meet him, I do feel as though you need to talk to him about stuff, because I don't think you've been completely open with him. Would that make sense?
Yes, I am a little bit reserved.
Yeah. I do feel as though you need to talk about stuff with him. I don't know if you're going to go on a date anytime soon, because of work commitments and things in personal life as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I'm hoping to see him over the weekend. Is that something that could happen?
It could happen, yeah. Yeah, because you've both got quite big work commitments as well, haven't you? I do feel as though things would get in the way during the week with work commitments, because I feel as though one or both of you do work late. Would that make sense?
Yeah, he has a bigger work responsibility than me, it seems like, you know.
Okay.
He was sharing something last time I saw him about him feeling affectionate towards me and, saying some affectionate words to me. And I just want to read through that and see if it's real.
Okay. I feel as though this man's been saying that in the army. Would that make sense?
Say that again, I'm sorry?
I feel as though this man's been telling you that he's in the army. Would that make sense?
That he's in the army? No.
Yes. Okay.
No, he's an attorney.
Okay. All right, okay. Because I was picking up people around him, that was all. I was picking up people around him. He deals with a lot of people. Okay. I do feel as though he was dealing with a lot of people at the time when you were speaking to him. But I do feel as though this is going to come off for you, sweetheart. But I do feel as though you need to talk more to each other as well, because I don't feel as though you talk to each other very much at this precise minute, obviously due to work commitments as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes, that is true, so true. I'm trying to keep the lines of communication open, and he says that he wants a relationship, but because of his mm-hmm. work commitments, I don't feel like it's a regular relationship or that. I just doubt it, and I just want to know what is the potential with Brandon? That's his name, Brandon. What is the potential with him? You know, is he going to change the job so that he can have time for a relationship? Does he actually want a relationship with me? Or is
I feel as though you need to go with your gut instincts, because you're having a lot of gut instincts and of a lot of things coming into your mind as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though you need to go with what your gut's in you, sweetheart, because I do feel it's spirit trying to give you some messages. Okay. Spirit does that from time to time. They give you a gut instinct, but they're giving you a message at the same time. Okay. But I do feel as though you need to go with your gut instincts, and you are actually thinking about going with your gut instincts as well. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes, I do receive that gut instinct, but they're telling me kind of to continue waiting to give him a chance. Is
uh-huh.
that what you feel the same? Do you feel the same, that I should just give him a chance? Or that's what I feel.
This is why I'm saying you need to go with what your gut's telling you, sweetheart. Okay, because it is spirit giving you a message, and it is spirit giving you that message to give him a chance. Okay, he's saying that you need to give him a chance, and yes, I do agree with that, because I do feel as though he's got affectionate towards you, and he has the, I feel the words that he's been telling you could be very affectionate and could be very, very true. Okay, so this is why I said to you, because I feel as though you was getting gut instinct. And this is why the reason why I said to you to go with your gut instinct.
Three minutes.
Got to go with what your heart's telling you as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to sort of keep with your with your personal life as well. You have to concentrate on your personal life as well, sweetheart. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes. I keep myself busy between the gym and running. You know, that's my way of coping with stress. While I wait for him. So my heart is telling me that I have made a connection with him emotionally. And when I project it, it's telling me to give him a chance. Yes, that he's coming. But I just wanted, because you are the expert, I just wanted confirmation or reassurance if this is a potential relationship for me.
Yeah. Well, this is why I said you need to go with your gut instincts, because I was feeling what your gut instincts was telling you. Okay, I was feeling the actual gut instincts of what you were thinking, and I was feeling your gut instincts as well, because your gut instincts was telling you to give him a chance, okay? But I do feel as though you are going to be happy, darling. But you've got to balance this life and that life as well. You've got to balance your love life with your personal life as well and keep an equal balance as well. I'm also being told to tell you that you need to meditate as well, darling. You need to meditate because you do feel spirit around you as well. There was some spirit around you last night trying to talk to you, and this is why you've got the gut instinct, because they're passing messages onto you in a different kind of way than I'm speaking to you, okay?
Yeah.
So there was spirit around you, and I'm sure you do feel spirit around you as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, I turned on a candle, a yellow candle yesterday, and by the time in the morning came, it was turned up.
Yeah,
and the
you
other
do
day,
need to.
I hear noises. I do hear noises.
You do need to meditate as well, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay, and the last question: I am divorced, or I'm waiting for my divorce. Do you see any time where I can be getting out of the marital house because of the divorce being concluded? Any month this year?
It's a legal question, darling. I can't answer that one for you.
No. Okay, so changing houses. Do you see me changing houses this year?
Maybe.
And the last question is: Brandon seeing other people? He denied it, but
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
All right.
That's great.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you. Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Evening.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Right, let's see where we are. Veronica.
Hi, Miss Jenna Marie. Yes, thank you, Cam. Virtual Coffee.
Good evening, Veronica.
Hi, beloved lady. I know you're busy, and God will reward you for doing God's work. He's a beautiful God. Anyway, I have a question. I'm a little bit unease. This month has been a roller coaster for me. Then, of course, I really got confirmation. It's the first week of April. I want to let you know. Well, you were right, of course. Yeah. Anyway, where I was going to do a business, I had all these conflicts in 22 days, and I made the decision to get out of it. I'm not going to do it because I'm going to be gone. And I don't know how long and back and forth. Was anything on that? And also, why I've been working out pretty hard on my body, extreme. And then my side of my stomach is bulging out. I don't know what this means. Anything else? Thank you.
Okay. Right, Veronica, you went with your gut instincts when you was saying about that 2 weeks, okay? You went with your gut instinct, and your gut instinct came that that was a message from spirit, okay, not to overdo it, all right? They were telling you not to overdo things because they feel as though that was going to be too much, okay? I don't know what you felt, but I feel as though that's what your gut was telling you. Would that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. You are going to be okay. You are going to be okay. Just don't overdo it too much with the exercise, I'm being told, okay? Because they feel as though you're pushing yourself too much, Veronica, all right? They're saying that you need to sit and take it easy, and you also need to do bits at a time, okay? You need to do bits at a time. She's saying don't do it all in one go. I feel as though it's a mother figure or a grandmother figure that's with me, okay? She's saying please don't overdo it in one go because we know how you like to rush into things. Would that make sense?
True. Right.
Okay. She just said to me, I've got to tell you little and often. Okay, you've got to do things in little bits and often, okay? She's telling me also, please don't overdo yourself, obviously, because you've got other priorities as well. I don't know what the other priorities are, Veronica, but you've got other priorities as well. Would that make sense?
Very true. Thank you.
Okay. She's also just said to me, Veronica, please, 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 look after yourself and keep with what you want to do, but please do not overindulge. She's saying don't overindulge. Would that make sense?
True.
Okay. She's saying just lately that you've been slacking off with meals. She's saying you've been slacking off with meals. Would that make sense?
True. Have a month. Yes.
Yeah. She's saying that's not the way to go about it. That's not the way to go about it. If you want to keep up with your health and keep up with your exercise, she's saying, you've got to start and look after yourself a little bit more than what you are doing. I think this is where, Veronica, the little and often comes in, okay? But little and often, okay? Would that make sense at all to you, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. She also wants you to start and take care of other things that are around you. She says you've got some priorities that need taking care of. Okay. I'm not sure whether it's to do with maybe bills or something around you that is in desperate need of taking care of. Okay. But there's something pressing, she's saying, that needs to be taken care of ASAP. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying you need to get that done. Stop putting it off. Okay. She's saying something, Veronica, about you've been picking something up and putting it down. Picking it up and putting it down. Would that make sense at all, please?
True.
Okay. I think I'm feeling this is the thing that needs to be prioritized. I do feel as though this is the thing that needs to be prioritized, Veronica. I'm feeling as though it could be paperwork of some sort. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's feeling as though it's in urgent need to go back to where it's supposed to go back to. Would that make sense?
No, I'm not clear. What is that? No worrying.
Sorry?
Can you explain the last thing? I didn't get it.
She's feeling as though it's something that needs to be sorted out and go to where it's supposed to go. Would that make sense?
Got it. I'm coming in that hard at me.
Yeah. This is what she's saying. She's very much watching over you, and some of the things that you're supposed to be doing, you're putting aside for like a rainy day, she's saying, but you need to start and prioritize yourself into organization. Okay. She's also said to me, please tell her that she needs to look after a health issue or something to do with your health. Would that make sense?
True.
Okay. Because she doesn't feel in that way you're looking after yourself either. Okay. She says you seem to be prioritizing everything else but yourself and what you need to be doing whatever is around you as well, including that paperwork as well. She's very worried about that, darling. Very, very, very worried about that, okay? Would that make sense at all to you, darling, please?
Yes. Can she give me a letter with paperwork? I have a couple of them.
She's saying both. One's more pressing than the other, she's saying. You'll know which one's more pressing when you pick them up and look at them, she's saying. Okay. I feel as though it's something to do with maybe the house or something to do with what you've applied for or something that's got a closing date on it. Would that make sense?
3 minutes.
Oh, she got it right. I did put my application for that. I got it. Got it. Thank you, ma'am. Continue, please.
Yeah, she's saying that it's something to do with a closing date. Something to do with a closing date. Okay.
Got it.
And she's very proud of what you are doing and what you are achieving. Okay. But she understands that you're under a lot of pressure. But she says you need to organize yourself a little bit more than what you are doing, sweetheart, because something's going to come up. And you're going to say to yourself, well, I thought I sent that back, or I thought I did that. But you need to organize priorities first and whatever exercise and stuff later, make it second priority. But you need to start household things and put things where you're living into priority because she doesn't feel as though you're doing that. Would that make sense at all, please?
2 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. So she's saying, this is what she's saying. She wants you to start and prioritize yourself, sweetheart. Okay. And she's saying you're doing a very good job at what you're doing right now, but she wants you to start and sit down and think about things in a reasonable manner instead of going in straight head first, she's saying. Okay. She's saying you've got to concentrate on things that you have forgotten about as well, because there's some things that you've forgotten about, she's saying. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, but she's saying there's some things you've forgotten about, sweetheart, that you do need to concentrate on, okay? She's saying, please, 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 priorities first, she's saying as well, Veronica, okay? She's saying something about somebody around you not being feeling themselves just lately. Would that make sense?
Yes, and who is it?
I don't know, but there's somebody around you that's not been feeling themselves just lately, sweetheart. She said you'll know as soon as you see them. Okay.
Is this a man that's coming into my life?
No, she's saying there's somebody that's not feeling themselves that's been sick.
Got it.
Okay. So I'll thank you for calling in, Veronica, and I hope everything works out okay for you, sweetheart.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Tell her I love her very much. I'll see her in the next lifetime. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Veronica. Thanks, Veronica. Right there. Okay, let's see. Here we are. Carolyn.
Hello. I wanted to ask you how do you see me moving? I haven't sold my house yet.
I don't see you moving, Carolyn, but you've got to look for that right house, darling. You have to look for that right house.
But you're right. I don't even know what I want right now. You know, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go and do some traveling, I think. I have no idea.
Perspectives first, I'm being told. Priorities first.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, everything's going pretty well. That issue cleared up, you know, the one I was telling you about. My work situation.
Uh-huh.
There's just one minor detail. Excuse me.
Yep.
There's one minor aspect of it, but I think that's going to go through. I think it'll clear up completely.
Yeah.
And the other thing, let's see. Today I'm going to go and, I sold a tiny little bit of land. And so I get, you know, I go pick up the check on that today. And So now I'm like, okay, now what do I do? I don't know. I just don't know. Me and the former are getting along really well. I'm not ever going to go back to that. I won't ever go back.
Mm-hmm.
But we're business partners, you know, so that seems to be going well. Do you see that continuing? Going well. Not. I'm not ever going to go back.
No.
Excuse me.
No. I do see it well, going okay, but there's still going to be some sort of issue between you. Would that make sense?
Oh, no. God, I hope not. That would be horrible if it was. But, you know, life has a lot of twists and turns.
It certainly does. You're right. It certainly does. And this is what I'm telling you, Carolyn. You've got to be very, very careful because of what's happened in the past. You have to be very, very careful of what and how things go. Would that make sense?
Oh, now I'm getting scared because...
No, don't get scared. I'm not saying to get scared about it. I'm not just saying
just
to get scared about it.
Just be aware.
What I'm saying
aware.
Is going
to
go, yeah, just be aware. Just be aware. because you know what happened in the past. Okay. You was married to this guy, right? Okay.
No, not married. I was with them for 20 years, so.
Well, yeah, you was with him. You was with him. Yeah. Okay. So you know sort of what touch and turns he can turn on. This is what I'm saying. Okay.
Oh, dear.
I do see it going well for you. I do see the partnership going well for you, the business partnership side of it. I do feel as though something's going to come into perspective, and I do feel as though something's going to come your way that you can't resist, okay? The thing's going to come your way that you can't resist, I feel, okay, to do with the business. But I also feel as though you do need that move because it's going to give you a fresh start. I feel as though it's going to give you a fresh start as well, Caroline, because I feel as though this is what you're wanting. You're wanting a fresh start as well. Would that make sense?
Well, excuse me. There's so much here that is left yet for me to do. See, that's the thing. And
yeah.
excuse me. I have to take care of stuff here first before,
yeah.
I mean, I could move, but it would be very inconvenient to be traveling back and forth because it's like a 5.5 hours distance.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, you know, but it would be very a hardship. And so I'll have to meditate on it. I really have to. And then the baby, my baby grandson's mother, you know, he's 5. And she told me, because I told her, where's the best place for me to move up there? And she named a little town, and it's like 50 miles away. And it's more expensive than all the other towns. And so I don't want to live somewhere where it's more expensive. And, of course, where I live here now, it's very affordable.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, it's just a lot to consider, a lot.
Uh-huh.
And mainly the business stuff side of things here right now is what I'm trying to kind of navigate through, you know? So, oh dear. I see what you're saying though as far as fresh start and everything.
Yeah, I do feel as though you do need a fresh start. You do need a fresh start of everything that's been going on with you. I also feel as though you need to put some sort of things into perspective as well regarding sort of like things that's happening around you right now. There's perspectives to be sorted out as well, I'm feeling, okay?
Yeah.
I'm also feeling as though emotions with you are running very high at the minute, okay? I do feel that. I'm also feeling as though there's something that you... I wanted to say to somebody, but you've not quite how to say, don't know how to say it. I do feel as though it's something that's happened within the last day or two. Okay. I do feel as though you want to say something to this person, but you don't know how to say it. Would that make sense at all, please?
Well, I don't. I don't know. Two people are coming to mind, and I don't know. I don't know which one. I have to think about it. I don't.
Sorry. Yeah, carry on.
I don't
so
know.
I have to think about that one. Yeah, you'll have to think about that one. I'm also picking up that there's some good news coming your
3 minutes.
I feel as though there's good news coming your way. Okay. I do feel as though there's good news coming your way as well regarding some sort of issue of what's been going on. I do feel as though there's some sort of good news coming your way as well, sweetheart. So I do think by the end of the week you are going to be a lot happier than what you are now. Okay, because I do feel as though this good news is coming. Okay. I also feel as though... you need to sort yourself out emotionally and personally, to be perfectly honest, okay? I'm being told that you need to sort yourself out and put things into perspective. Meditate and put things into perspective, I'm being told. Would that make sense?
Yeah, well, you know, a big elephant has been lifted off my shoulders after yesterday.
Two
when
minutes.
I went to, I went to court and I explained to them this and that, and I said I shouldn't even be here. And I had called the authorities earlier or the day before, and I said, you guys are not to be trusted. I'm telling everybody you're not to be trusted and blah, 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 blah. You know, I live in a small town, and everybody was listening to me, and I got a lot of apologies. But, you know, still, I mean, the thing is I had to put effort and energy into all this, and it's like a waste of time, a waste of my time. Somebody should be paying me for the waste of time. But anyway, so I feel better. You know, I feel better.
Good, good. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad. But do feel as though you've got some good news coming your way as well, sweetheart.
Yes. Okay. Is that personal or business?
I'm not sure. But there's some good news coming your way.
Oh, good.
1 minute.
Yeah. Okay, then, Carolyn. I thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, darling. Bye. Bye, Ken.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay. Now, we did have a lady called Emily in the queue. And she's been kind of popping in and out all night. And she's not there again. So, Emily, if you're out there listening, we've lost you again. Okay. Let's see where we are then. Queen.
So how are you, my lady?
I'm fine, my queen, and you?
I have a couple of questions.
Fire away, my queen.
I am looking to travel in style. Also have retreats where... And also for a new home, a new temple home.
Okay.
So what you get around it?
I get around that you could do that. You could easily do that. Okay. It depends on where you want to travel and where you want this new home to be. Okay. But you are full of the ideas of how you want things, what you want from things, and how things are going to be planned. Would that make sense?
In where? Where on this earth should I be?
I've no idea. I feel as though it's a place where you've always wanted to visit.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's a few.
I do feel as though it's a place where you've always wanted to visit. I don't know. I'm thinking either maybe Europe. Something in Europe that you've always wanted to visit. Would that make sense?
No, I'm not drawn to Europe.
Okay.
That I can think.
Okay, I do feel as though there's something, maybe around Europe then, maybe around Europe. I don't know. You've put me on the
that's
spot.
Okay.
I really don't know.
I don't know either. So, you know, that's where I'm at. I don't know. I haven't felt the energy yet. But whatever else you get, don't feel no way around it because I'm still sick. You know,
I feel as though. Okay, I do feel as though there's something to do with your roots that you want to visit. There's something to do with where you was born, or something to do with the life that you was brought into, or there's something to do with where your family comes from as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
That makes sense.
Okay, right. This is where I'm feeling that you want to visit. This is where you want to visit. And I do feel as though you do want to set up home, but I don't feel it's in that particular place where you want to visit. I feel as though it's elsewhere. I also feel as though that you are rooting for something to... come through to you, or something's going to happen that you're thinking about that you're not too sure of. Would that make sense?
that can apply to a few things.
Okay. There's something around you that's bothering you. There's something around you. You've got a little bothering going on. There's something bothering you right now. Would that make sense?
Bothering. You mean has me wondering? Has me not giving it up? To spirit? Well, whatever it is, I must release it.
Yes. There's something you're wondering about, or there's something you're thinking about. Would that make sense?
It's the moving, the transition, the change. You know, it seems major. It may not be major, but it seems major to me.
Right. Okay. The change that you're wanting and the moving that you're wanting will still be in the U.S. Okay. Will still be in the U.S., but where in the U.S. is another question.
Where
in the U.S. you would like to settle is the question, because you've got a number of places running through you, different places that you want to be at and where you want to go. Would that make sense?
Yeah, and as far as other countries, I'm looking to visit a few places, but I believe that I would prefer to be, unless the United States gets any crazier, I prefer to be in the United States.
That's
what I think. I'm not sure though. I have to see these other places, because so many other cultures, even as I'm saying this to you, to reflect on, so many other cultures are becoming very progressive and even far out, doing the United States. So, you know, maybe not. So that's where I'm at. Something will come. I'll see something on television or meet someone.
As long as you make one of them places the UK.
Okay. I hadn't considered that either. But it's on the world map. It's possible. Because when you move to another place, it's like so many components that
tell me about it.
Need to be considered, and I know that. It's just like, wow, signs. Hawaii, which is the United States, and expensive to live, so I'll have to, make more money, but why not? I will make more money, a lot more. What's the other one? Puerto Rico has crossed my mind as well.
Yeah.
And, those are exotic places, and
yeah.
Could be. It remains to be seen where I end up.
I do feel as though you've been thinking about the Caribbean as well.
3 minutes.
Sorry?
I have, but those places have that kind of energy, that exotic kind of energy.
I do feel it. I do feel as though you've been thinking about the Caribbean as well. I'd love to go there. You've been thinking about the Caribbean as well. I do feel as though you've been thinking about the Caribbean, but I do feel as though there's going to be a lot more business coming your way as well. I do feel as though there's going to be a lot more business coming your way, especially with the jewellery side of it. I feel the jewellery side's the more on the top of everything else. It's number one. I feel as though the jewellery side at this precise minute is number one and it's taking off very well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it's growing. And I actually, yesterday, worked
Two
on a piece
minutes.
With someone
yeah.
that I had been holding off on for a month or so, maybe longer than that.
Yeah.
So I felt the spirit of the jewellery, which I haven't felt in a long
time. Yeah, yeah.
To create it.
Yeah. But I do feel I do feel as though that side of it's going to take off more than the other side, because people like a lot of jewellery. People like homemade jewellery. People like things that's been creative as well. And with you, my queen, you are very, very creative. You're very creative. And you can create maybe something out of nothing. Would that make sense?
Yes, because that is creation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. You create something out of nothing, and I'm really in awe of what you can do. I really am in awe of what you can do. So I do feel as though your jewelry side of it's going to start and create and go right up through the roof, and it's going to create and it's going to take off, my darling.
Well, I thank you. I accept that, and if you want to be creative, more creative in different ways, you can do it, my lady. Thank you.
I am doing it, my queen. Thank you very much, my queen.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks, queen. Okay, Roy, what we're going to do, we're going to take him a little break. We've got 10 people in the court queue this evening, we've had 10 people in the court queue this evening. One person, Emily, has kind of been in and out all evening, and we've lost a permanent team now. Two people left in the court queue at the minute. But we've had 10 people in the court queue, so it's been a very consistent court queue this evening. So take a little break, because we want to be able to give our reader, Tina, a little rest and it's 2 hours is a long time to be talking continuously for anybody. So we need breaks. So let's see what we've got for you. Okay. Okay. All right. Live version there. Okay. sometimes get our music from YouTube because it's quicker. That's one of them. Okay. Right. Now, storytelling. We shouldn't be doing that, really. We have 3,000 and odd songs on Google Drive, bought and paid for. They're there to be played, but nobody ever requests them. So unless somebody requests them, we'll put them into the studio. Might be putting a bit of Bhangra music into the studio in the next couple of shows because it's quite popular music. And I might be doing a bit of that. Okay. So we'll see about that one. Let's see where we're going then. Bring Tina back online. 29 minutes on the clock. Two people in the call queue. Plenty of time. And we have T.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just calling to ask about a love question.
A what, sorry?
A love romance question.
Okay.
I wanted to know about the guy that I'm dating. Is this a long-term or short-term situation?
Okay. I do feel as though you connected in some way. As soon as you saw each other, I feel as though you had that connection. Would that make sense?
Yeah, but we live far away.
Okay. You do talk very often, don't you? I'm feeling as though things are, you've been saying things to each other and one of you has been thinking a bit too much about what's being said. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though some things need to be said, some things need to be talked about as well, because I feel more one's more coming on stronger than the other. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes. Which one is it?
Sorry?
Is it me or him?
I don't know, but one of you is coming on more stronger than the other. That's what I'm sensing. Okay. I do feel as though things need to be spoken about and things need to say, look, this is how I want the relationship. I don't know about you. You need to talk about what sort of things you want from the relationship and how you want the relationship to progress as well. Okay. I do feel as though things need to be put in place. I do feel as though things need to be sorted out because I feel as though one's got more of a track with a bad relationship than the other. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though the one with the bad relationship needs to talk, bad relationship past issue, needs to talk about things that they want and things how they think the things will go. Okay. They want you to speak about what happened in the past relationship. They also need to speak about things that they are afraid of as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also feeling, though, as somebody is wary, somebody is not completely 100% with what's being said. Okay. I feel as though something that somebody's taken to heart too much as well. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though this person does need to open up a little bit. I do feel as though this person is keeping things hidden that the other one should know about, okay? If this is going to work with you both, you need to both be honest with each other because I feel as though one's thinking that one's not being honest with the other one. Would that as well make sense?
Yes. But what's being hidden?
Sorry?
What's hidden?
What do you mean, what's heading? What's heading towards you both?
No, I said, what's being hidden?
I don't know what's being hidden. I think it's just with the past issues of a bad relationship. Okay. Because I feel as though one of you was treated very, very badly, was given sort of some sort of abuse of some sort as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel that's what's been hidden and what some one of you is scared of. Okay, I also feel as though things need to be, cards need to be laid out on the table as well. And I think you ought to, it's a long distance relationship. And I do think somebody needs to make the first move to meet somebody, but I don't know who. Okay, I do feel as though one person is more committed to the relationship or wants to be committed to the relationship than the other one, because of the other one that's got past issues. I do feel as though things need to be sorted out, said, and put cards on the table as well. Okay, I do feel as though somebody in their mind is thinking, is this relationship going to work, and am I going to suffer the same thing? Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though it's going to work between you both, but you have to be open and honest. Okay. I do understand that one of you is very, very wary, and I do understand that it is a pressure as well. Okay. But I do feel as though the one that's got issues really likes the other person and wants it to work. Okay. I'm also feeling inside that the warmth and the glow inside of whoever it is that had the bad relationship as well. I feel as though they're glowing really, really well inside, thinking, hoping that they've met the right one this time as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I also feel as though one of you has been asking some questions that has made the other one feel as though they're being put on the spot as well. Would that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The one that's been put on the spot needs to think about the questions really before they answer them. Okay. Because I'm feeling as though one of you is feeling as though it's stronger, coming on stronger than the other. I do feel as though the one that's coming on stronger is the one that's asking questions. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though the other one needs to take the time and answer the questions, because I do feel as though they feel as though they've been backed into a corner, and they feel as though they've been put on the spot also. Okay. I also feel as though people around you, somebody around you needs to talk to you about something. Okay, I do feel as though somebody that needs to talk to somebody else about something, maybe one of the people on the relationship, okay, needs to want to maybe talk about friends, okay, but you're scared of what is going to be said around the friends if you talk to them. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though somebody needs to open up, and somebody does need to talk about things, okay, to one of the friends and get some advice from one of the friends, okay? I also feel as though the person that's coming on the strongest needs to sort of, slow it down a little bit, okay? Because the other one, I'm thinking it's the one with the bad relationship, needs some time to think about questions that's been asked. Not answer them straight away like they want them to answer, okay? I do feel as though that's been asked the question is getting very nervous about the questions that are being asked. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I'm being told as well, the people that are asking the questions does need to slow it down a little bit, sweetheart, okay? Because I do feel as though things need to be sort of like put into perspective, because I feel as though things have not been put into perspective very well. Would that make sense?
Yeah. So is this relationship, is this going to turn into marriage, or is this just temporary?
I feel as though it's going to be a long-term relationship, darling, because I do feel as though the one that's the other part, side of the party is going to be coming, is going to be understanding of what you or what anybody says to each other. Would that make sense?
1 minute.
Yes.
Okay. So I do feel I do feel as though it could be a long-term relationship if you get things out and open.
Okay. Will one move, like, will he move to me or will I move to him?
I can't really tell you because obviously it's the beginning of a relationship. Things need to be, as I said, sorted out as well, really. So it's the beginning of a relationship. It could be one moves to the other further along down the line, okay? I can't see that at the minute, but it could be the possibility that somebody can be moving to one another, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for your call.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Sounded like ocean waves there, didn't it? Okay. Right then. Kerry.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Well,
how can I help?
I called in the clear head, but I was listening in, and my energy sort of got all over the place. It's been a beautiful show, but I know that's not going to happen from time to time. So I'm open to any messages you may have, being that I'm the last caller. And I really, if it means anything, resonated with the last song that was played. It was upbeat, and, you know, I resonated with it. Just I have a new beginning all around.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite songs, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
I was a big Foreigner fan when they was about, so yeah, I do resonate with that song as well.
I'm proud of the 80s, but I love the 80s. I think I'm an old soul.
So, yeah, I'm feeling as though you're going through a little bit, what you could have called a little bit of a hard time right now, because you got spirit around you, but you can't decipher which is people's emotions or which is your own emotions. Would that make sense?
Well,
okay. What you need to do with that is, because I feel as though you are all hearing, I feel as though you hear people's thoughts. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I've definitely, the past week, I know there's a full moon coming up, but to give you a little bit, you know, some friendships no longer serve me, and, you know, I've gotten out of a long relationship, and I sold some property. I have new beginnings, and I just see the world with different eyes. No disrespect, it's just some people aren't meant to stay in your life. You know, I see people differently, and, you know, I know that their intentions may not always be pure, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Because in somewhat, you are sort of like a clairvoyant. You're all hearing, okay? I do feel as though you need to sit down and decipher which is your messages and which is anybody else's messages, because I feel as though you're getting messages, but you can't decipher if one's your own or if one's someone for spirit, because I do feel as though you are quite psychic as well. Maybe you could be a medium, because I do feel as though you do feel spirit all around you, sweetheart. Okay.
Yeah.
I do feel as though you feel spirit all around you, and you feel as though you can see some spirits as well, because I feel as though you've seen some spirits around you as well. Would that make sense?
No, yes. I relocated. So ever since I've gotten out of, sold a property that I grew up in where my father passed, but ever since I've relocated, I'm out of that energy. Yes. But I think they're very cautious because I don't know if I'm ready yet. So I always say it out loud. Like, oh, I don't know yet. Hold on. Don't
So you have actually got, I feel as though you've got two senses at work. I feel as though you've got clairaudience at work, and I feel as though you've got clairvoyancy at work as well, because you're all seeing and all hearing. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have to try and work with them senses a little bit more, either speaking to your spirit guide, working in within a spirit circle, or working on them as a meditation as well, because you can work on your senses with meditation. Okay. And it sounds as though you're trying to get messages from spirit, but you feel as though they're getting mixed up. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you start to meditation, it's like meditation. If you work on your senses with meditation, the things you can do with your clairvoyancy is that you can easily picture. You can easily picture something in your mind as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah. And while you were saying that, just to let you know, my left ear was ringing. It just totally went.
That's your spirit guide. That's your spirit guides around you, sweetheart. Wow. That's your spirit guides around you. They're letting you know that they're around you and they want to work with you.
Okay.
So I feel as though if you're clairvoyant, you need to go sit somewhere quiet and picture things that you think you're getting from spirit and write them down, okay? The picture the things that you're getting from spirit and write them down, sweetheart. It's the easiest way to keep a journal of what you're getting, and then it's deciphering, was that my message or was that for somebody else, okay? Because I do feel when you go near people as well, you instantly start ringing, and you feel as though you instantly are getting a message then. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're also hearing people talking around you. I feel as though you've been either sat in a chair or sat on a couch, and you've been hearing people talking around you, and you can't understand where these voices are coming from. Would that make sense at all, please?
That's happened in the past, yeah. It definitely happened.
So that's you being clairsentient as well. So there's two clairs that you need to start working on, sweetheart. And the way you can either work on them is either through a spiritual group, speaking and working with your spirit guides, or sitting and meditating. Okay. If you sit and meditate, you can work with your senses then. I do feel as though your other two senses are going to come into play as well, which are claircognizant, and you have another one, which will be clear tasting as well. You'll start. There's four others as well that sit in the background. Okay, there is four others, which are, you see in the background, are clear sense, which is clear smelling, clear tangency, which is clear touching, clear gustance, which is clear tasting, and clear empathy.
3 minutes.
Picking up on the clear empathy as well, also because you are feeling people's emotions as well. Okay. Then you've got clear hearing, which is clear audience, and then you've got clear sense, clear sentience, which you're feeling as well, which is the emotions you're feeling from spirit as well. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah, particularly my close friend who passed 2 years ago. We were in the same friend group, and I just got out of a similar relationship that she actually succumbed to. She just, you know, had, as a result of the trauma, passed unexpectedly. I said that, and you know, my friend's response to me was that I was being disrespectful, which I know I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm cutting a lot of, like, it feels very alone. It feels very lonely and alienating.
And
sometimes
minutes.
I'm like, am I the wrong one that's wrong? But you know, I'm just not on the same wavelength as them anymore. And I haven't been for quite some time. I've just found my voice.
Yeah, it's either it's your clair senses that are working, sweetheart.
Feeling.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're feeling everything. You're knowing everything because I feel as though you've got the knowing sense as well. You know that somebody's not feeling well, or you get the feeling of knowing that somebody's not feeling well, or knowing the fact that you need to ring somebody and the person at the other end will say, I was just thinking about you today. Then you've got that clear knowing as well. Because it seems to me now all your four senses are working. You've just got to meditate or go to a spirit circle or work with your guides to actually get them senses into perspective. Would that make sense?
And I actually really was involved, you know, after I had quite a few losses and prior to the relationship was very, you know, indulging in my spiritual side and, you know, came out of this entire situation knowing where I wanted to go back to. And it's kind of coming at me all at every angle.
Actually does that to you as well. Trauma normally activates your spiritual side. Some people don't realize it, but trauma does actually activate the spiritual side to you. I was told this as well by what was a very good friend.
I had a close friend tell me that I was creating some false narrative, and when I heard that, I just, you know, it's hard to stay diplomatic, but that is so wrong for you to say that to anyone, especially me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the bigger, you know, and just kind of say, you know, I wish you well. Take care.
But,
you know, I'm ready to move forward. It's just I hope or I wish, and I will, I'm going to affirm that, you know, draw in the right people that are meant to be in my life, because it does get alienating, you know. You outgrow. It's like shedding a skin almost. I just feel like was I out of line? Did I do something wrong? No, I'm just seeing it clearly.
It's trauma.
And
it's trauma.
Going to a higher vibration. I think. You know. I don't know.
Yeah, you are. It's trauma that's actually activated that and took you to that higher vibration that you know that things are happening, things are around you, people are around you. Even though you can't see them, you know that people are around you as well, which does actually make you feel warm inside as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, there are people. I feel as though I'm connecting with someone from my past that is in my past, and I'm not one to usually, you know, relationships, but I just, there's been a lot of synchronicities the past few days, so I don't know if you pick up on anything like that in a romantic aspect. I'm not looking for that, but I mean, there's just that connection of like maybe good job you got away from that, you know.
So you've pretty much got it all sussed out. You're seeing, hearing, knowing, and like feeling as well. You know what you're doing, you know how to do it, and you know your spirit guides are working with you, sweetheart. Okay,
thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. If you need another chat, darling, I am on Facebook if you want to find me, and I can talk to you a bit more.
And what's your name on there? Just Tina Marie.
Tina Marie. Just Tina Marie.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Tina.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right. Okay, excuse me. Now then, some of the links do actually work there, ladies and gents, and others don't, because we can't turn everybody's page into a link, unfortunately. Not everybody's page on Facebook actually allows you to do that. Tina's page there turn into a link, and you will see where it says today's guest. That is an active link there, ladies and gents. And if you click that, it'll take you straight to Tina's page. So you should be able to get straight through to Tina's Facebook page there. Where she'll be happy to meet you, I'm sure. Right, we're going to wind it up then for this show. We've got 6 minutes, not enough time if you call now to take another one. So we're going to wind it up until Friday evening. Friday evening, we've got Chris with me again. Then Saturday, I think we've got somebody for Sunday, but not for Saturday at the moment. So I'll have a look at that for you, but we'll let you know there on Friday's show. So Chris will be there again on Friday. Look out for that one. And let's see what we've got for you. I'm going to leave you with a little something. And we need some more music from people as well, ladies and gents. So if you've got anything that you like, let us know.
Are you a psychic, medium, or spiritual advisor? Have you got spare time on your hands? Then why not share it as a reader on Psychic Choice Radio?
Tarot card readers, angel card readers, psychics, mediums, spiritual advisors. If you want a free 10-minute taste of reading, you have come to the right place.
On this show and every show, there is a support donation button, marked PayPal, which is an active link. Please pay before calling or joining the queue. Thank you. On this show and every show, there is a support donation button, marked PayPal, which is an active link. Please pay before calling or joining the queue. Thank you. There's a small fee per show of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. This supports your upcoming shows. Please click the PayPal button upon any show page if you want a reading on today's show. Thank you for your support.
Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.